evening, everybody. It is Championship Sunday in the NFL. I know. Unfortunately for the Delaware Valley, it is left strictly to be an outside spectator, so to speak, looking in on other cities' teams vying for a spot in Super Bowl 53. One already belongs to the Los Angeles Rams, who beat the Saints in New Orleans in overtime in a game that I thought was quite entertaining. Love to talk about that. I know there's going to be plenty of people who will talk about the non-interference call that was not made in those final 2 minutes for the Saints. And after the game, I know Sean Payton said that he had already called the league office. They admitted they had blown the call, that it was not only pass interference, but helmet to helmet. And it's unfortunate that then the Rams, well, first of all, the Rams marched down the field to then tie the game. Then they got an interception in overtime when the Saints had the ball first, and then they kick a 57-yarder. So the guy goes 48 yards to tie it, which I thought Troy Aikman had a great line on that one. Man, was he trusting his swing there, because the ball looked like it was going outside the right upright, and it came back in. It was awesome. So anyhow, really a fun NFC Championship game to watch, and now the young coach and the young quarterback are headed to the Super Bowl. We can talk about that and what you think of them representing the NFC in Super Bowl 53. Obviously, the AFC Championship game is underway and at halftime. And thus far, it's been the Tom and Bill show, with the Patriots running the ball really down the Chiefs' throat right out of the gate. And they've put 14 points on the board. Brady did have a bad interception, but he did not have to pay for it, so to speak. So we can talk about football. And actually, I want to know, are you in a football mood? You know, are you interested in watching these other games once your team is out? Or are you strictly in the mode of what is next on the docket for the Philadelphia Eagles? Speaking of which, in today's Philadelphia Inquirer, there was an excellent article written by Zach Berman, who's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, that maps out so clearly the multiple options the Eagles have regarding getting something, hopefully, in return for Nick Foles, who today, by the way, turned 30 years old. So happy birthday to St. Nick. But it's just very well done, what the options are, and then how Nick can play it, what the dates are that are involved, what financially it means if either makes a move here or makes a move there. We're going to talk to Zach about that. And we can also talk to him about other things that he thinks might be, other decisions about. There was another article in the Inquirer on who should they keep, who should they not keep. And as a result of that, what would you then do in free agency and with the NFL draft coming up? So if that's what's interesting to you on this Sunday, excellent. Call in. Tell me what you think about, if you read the article about the Nick Foles. And the first date that's coming up is February 11th. If the Eagles want to option Nick Foles and pay him that $20 million, the first date of concern would be February 11th. So, and then Nick would have the opportunity to pay the team $2 million back if he'd like to buy his free agency. And if they do not give him that option, then he becomes a free agent on March 13th. If they do, and he doesn't buy his free agency, that salary becomes guaranteed on March 18th. So just some dates to think about, which basically means the next 6 weeks are, and it's a little bit of chess match. Everything is very much amicable, it would appear, between Nick Foles and the Eagles. But there's business involved, and, you know, you got to do what's best for yourself as an individual. And if you are the Eagles, you have to do what's best for your organization. So 610-632-0975. If you're driving around in your car, football, and also, you know, I always like to throw a little basketball out. And I know the Sixers suffered a really tough 2-point loss at home to the Thunder yesterday afternoon, but they really have no time to dwell on that, because if they look ahead to tomorrow, they have a tall order in the Houston Rockets. Now, I know a lot of people don't think the Rockets play tough defense per se, But I watched that game, which there's been a lot of good games. I thought the Sixers game yesterday afternoon was very entertaining. The Rockets were down to the Lakers the entire night, it felt like. And then they have this flurry in the fourth quarter of made three-pointers. Harden, of course, was part of it. Eric Gordon hit a monster three to send it into overtime. And then in overtime, it continued and the Rockets prevail. So the interesting thing, as I'm watching, James Harden finished with 48. It snapped those three games. He had had three games in a row where he'd scored 50 or more. And at one point, they are going to, like, should they throw it to him for this last shot? And he's shaking his head, like, let's just get this win, okay? But what this guy is doing in terms of scoring right now is amazing. So over his last three games, he alone has scored 163 points. And when I say he alone, I mean that literally, because he has not been assisted on any of those points. Not one bucket. That guy has gone and gotten his shot and scored 163 points over the last three games. And no one has assisted him in doing that. I mean, I'd love to know. Has that, maybe it's happened before. I can't think. It'd have to be a guard, because somebody like Wilt, you're throwing it into him. And it's got to be a prolific score. It just is an amazing stat. So anyhow, he's had 19 straight games of scoring 30 or more. And he's had a 21-game stretch averaging 40-plus points. And these are numbers that the only names connected with either of those is Wilt Chamberlain. And one of them, I think, the scoring 30 points in a row right now, he's still behind Michael Jordan. So I say to you this. When a team is visiting, whether it's an NBA team, an NFL team, a hockey team, what motivates you to want to go see that team if by an individual? So, like, because Harden's on this kind of tear, would you say, you know what, I got to see this for myself in person? I mean, I have to witness how this guy can score. Everybody knows that he's going to put up threes. You can watch what he does. How can nobody stop him? How can he be on a roll like this? Do you want to see it in person? Can you just appreciate by watching something on TV? I think back to a couple of years ago when Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple-double. Hadn't been done since Oscar Robertson. And so history's in the making. Is that what motivates you? A lot of times in football, you want to go see either a guy who's a great receiver or certainly a great quarterback. So what would motivate you to go see an opposing team, in terms of an individual? Or maybe you've already done it and it was super intriguing and it was very rewarding to get to see that. 610-632-0975. What did you think of the NFC Championship game? Here's what I'm going to go back to in terms of it not being the non-call of interference, or what they said was non-interference. That play calling at that stretch of the game by Peyton was on first down. He throws the ball. They had just had the two-minute warning. Right, so you already were organized, talked about things. You come out on first down, and it's a minute 58, and he throws the ball, and it's incomplete to Thomas, and it stops the clock. So now, already, the Rams don't have to burn a timeout, and the clock is stopped, and then on top of the clock being stopped, they are so disorganized, they are the ones who end up having to take a timeout. So what should be a total reverse happening is that. And because they threw the ball on that, really they left an extra 45 seconds ultimately on the clock, in my opinion. Now, they can point to that that non-call, and it was interference. I hear you on that. Anybody who says it is an interference, the only reason you might look at it that was because, was it a catchable pass? Because it was kind of low. And now I'm watching Kansas City is on the board and Brian's all excited behind the glass.
You're very bold.
No lead against that team, is that team being the Chiefs, is safe.
That was impressive.
That was impressive, and it happened quick. And that's what this team can do. This Chiefs team is going to put points up quickly. But anyhow, you know what? I actually, on a cold night, these kind of games that they've seen today, both the NFC Championship and now what this is playing out to be. I mean, it's perfect for being indoors on a cold night to watch some football, especially when you're like a little upset. It's not your team playing, but to see good football action and paint a picture of what could happen maybe in Super Bowl 53. The only thing I wonder, is it depressing when you have to give up the throne, give up the championship eventually? I mean, basically, we can say the defending Super Bowl champs for two more weeks after today. And then it's it. Then you got to go after it and become, you know, somebody who dethrones somebody else. Maybe next year, maybe the year after, but one of these years. And speaking of which, Another thing, if we can get into one we're talking about, Nick Foles, who obviously is going to be going elsewhere and hoping good things for him when he goes out there into free agency. But I thought it was a really good article by Mike Sielski, also of The Inquirer, that if you think that we've had controversy already talking about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, he painted the whole historical picture, and I thought it was really good because, you know, when time goes by, you forget little nuances, especially if it wasn't your team. Like, you remember when somebody tells you about it again, but if it wasn't your thing at the time, Joe Montana and Steve Young, and what went, I didn't realize how this went back and forth for years. For 6 years, Young was there before he got to go to a Super Bowl and do it himself. And the back and forth of when he would play and when Montana would play and what he was told by Bill Walsh and what would happen even if he had played well, or then if he started Montana, Montana had them down by 17 and then he would have to go in. This was all from the perspective of Steve Young's book that he had written. I think it's called QBs. And so I thought it was a great idea just to go back there and to look at what, from his perspective, went on from season to season to season. And how the pressure for him when he finally did get to be the starting QB and they traded Montana away to the Chiefs, believe it or not, as we're watching them right in the background now, that there was, you know, it was never going to be enough unless he got to the Super Bowl and won. And he didn't the first attempt of his. I don't have all the years. I want to say in 1992, yes, because he was the MVP, I believe, in 1992, but did not win the Super Bowl. So, and you think to yourself, the equivalent is that's what Carson will be up against. That, you know, now the one who did it will no longer be in the room, and he'll be out there and doing great things for himself somewhere else. But there will continue to be the comparisons of what you're doing, you being Carson Wentz, against what he did, or even more possible, what he's doing with somebody else. So I think that, you know, just painting a picture of how the controversy, if we have to call it that, if you have a better word for it, I'm open to it, but how it really doesn't end just because Nick Foles will be with another team. That it continues until the guy who you invested in, and I didn't realize the 49ers had traded picks or high draft picks. I don't know if they'd already been selected or if they were picks that were then taken later to make that trade for Steve Young as well. So there were enough comparisons that made it worthy and worthwhile. He was the younger one. Obviously, Montana was the older one. Nick is older, as I mentioned, 30 years old today. And, you know, Carson is the guy of the future. So it just made for good perspective, if you will, on when you think a chapter could be closed. It's like, well, is it closed or is a new chapter right behind it that has similar theme just in a different way? So 610-632-0975. Did you watch that NFC Championship game? Did you also, because this crossed my mind a little bit too, were you watching and saying, you know, the Eagles could have beat this team. The Eagles could be the ones instead of the Rams, because actually it was similar. I believe it was 13-0, right? 13-0 that they went up on them. Is that right? Yeah. 13-0. So it was comparable to the same. And I felt, though, that the first of all, the noise seemed a whole lot louder to me. Or maybe it's just because it didn't seem like it bothered Nick Foles as much as it bothered Goff in the beginning. I mean, he looked lost in that noise. And he kept holding his ears like he couldn't hear what was happening. But there were a number of times that you're just watching the game. Maybe not by the second half. I had accepted that it was a Rams-Saints game. And, you know, these two were playing for a second time this year also and playing it out very differently. But the score, the feeling that the Eagles could have competed with either one of those teams, and quite frankly, they did compete last week with the Saints. So what are your feelings about who is representing the NFC in the Super Bowl? Did you really even have a rooting interest in who that team would be, knowing that the Eagles were out? And as it's playing, do you get like pumped up, or do you kind of have a rooting interest one way or the other? Maybe it even happens as the game goes on. I went into it saying, me personally, because guys like Drew Brees and Tom Brady, it's not going to last forever. And here they are on the, you know, just one step away from going to the Super Bowl, which probably for either of them would be their last, even though both are going to continue to play. But at some point it ends. But here they are with two very, very good teams. And so I personally was pulling for Drew Brees. But I wasn't upset when I saw the Rams. I said 32 years old for McVay has to be the youngest coach to ever go to a Super Bowl, I would think. I'll look that up in the break. But 32 years old as a coach, they actually did something during the game that I thought, well, like the headline was, what were you doing when you were 32 years old? And it had some big names that are now or have been head coaches. I think they had Wade Phillips was one. They picked people that were in the game or part of the game today. But, you know, clearly the jobs that they had as at 32, none of them were a head coach of an NFL team competing to win an NFC championship and hopefully go to Super Bowl 53. So I was happy for that guy. And he seems like he keeps his composure, at least during a game. He is so even keel. He kind of comes from the Andy Reid ilk. Actually, Dougie P's like that, too. And then whereas there's other guys, I think Sean Payton, he's always seems like he's a moment away from losing it a little bit. And he clearly did on that call when they didn't call the pass interference. So anyhow, did you have a rooting interest? And then in terms of the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, as these dates come up, what you think the Eagles will do, and also, will it become a chess match? You know, to this point, the two sides have kind of talked together. But at it might become where now they take their separate roads. So if the Eagles give Nick the $20 million, does Nick contemplate and say, you know, they could work with me and still trade me to a team that I want to go to that needs a quarterback? But it's a little risky. But if you think about it, trading a Nick Foles with a tag already on him for $20 million as a starting quarterback seems like a good deal for the team that would trade for him. But you'd have to know you could get a team that he wants to play for, because that's part of it. He's interested in going to a team that suits him. And one of the things he said he hoped he had proven over these last two seasons was that you can't always look for how good a player is just in his statistics. Though I would say his statistics over the last 2 years, you could point to a lot that was really, really good. But he thought that I hope I have proven to teams that it takes a team, and that my maybe one of my biggest values is how I can get a team to rally around me, how I can get a team to believe in that it can still get done. And he listed a number of things, and that's why where he goes is so important to him, because he wants it to be the right setting, the right culture, that two sides believe in the same as he does. The other side believes that as well. I thought he also made a really, you know, he doesn't have it in writing, so to speak, but that he would honor a contract that he agreed to. He would never leave it midway through, because obviously a guy that contemplated retiring before he came to the Eagles a couple of years ago, people could have concern. Well, what if, you know, he's 2 years from now and he's saying, all right, I'm ready to hang it up, because right now he's not. He's very interested and he's passionate about playing and what can be accomplished still for him and teammates on the football field. So the fact that he put it out there, no matter what, I would honor a contract until the end of it. And I take him at his word. He's a guy that he just seems to shoot you straight all the time. So, and the Nick Foles thing, what will happen there? And then on the other guys, like, who would be the guys that you absolutely say, no, please don't bring them back, or absolutely he has to come back? So for instance, like a Jason Peters, he's getting up there, but who do you have in the wings? I'd rather have him come back and take my chances than, and make sure you either draft, you know, draft a young guy so that you know you have something coming up. And I think guys like that are also great leaders to teach younger guys. That's just an example. But is there somebody that you either feel so strongly about, yes, please make sure he comes back, or no, please don't bring him back? Because there's always strong feelings on, and a lot of it has to do, like, for instance, Alshon, if it had been a different guy who dropped that ball, that'd be a hard line for some that would say, but he's done too many good things, I believe, that I think most people don't even have qualms about that. And then I think more than not, they feel bad that that happened to that guy. So who are those guys? And then if you have any interest in seeing a James Harden who is on a tear right now of historical type in his scoring these last couple of games, and would it, you know, would the way he's playing make you want to go down? Like, you know, maybe you always want to see your Sixers, because that's also, they have a tough schedule happening right now. And we can also talk about Joel Embiid and his back and how they should or shouldn't be playing him in this stretch. And what are the pros and the cons to having him out every game when he starts the day out as back soreness? And that's not going to go away unless you rest. That we know. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm here on 97 The Fanatic. Jump in on the conversation. 610-632-0975. Back on the other side.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Download the Fanatic app now.
You'll need it for your chance to win $1,000 in the 97.5 The Fanatic 5K a day big green giveaway.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for XTRAC, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the XTRAC treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with XTRAC. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. XTRAC uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live XTRAC clear. Call 800-942-9790. That's 800-942-9790. 800-942-9790, or visit xtracnow.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope. They pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found that I liked it. Found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over 2 decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum & Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpoli's family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpoli's tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpoli's Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where 4 generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpoli's Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolisBakery.com.
Vinny and Chevrolet of Phoenixville can help you defeat the snow and sleet with power. Check out the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at VinnyandChevrolet.com.
Sports Talk for Coatesville and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Dee Lynam with you on this Sunday evening until 11 o'clock. It is 8:30 right now. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. He had a great article today about Nick Foles, and I was mentioning before we went to commercial break how Foles, because he's been in free agency twice before, and neither time did he land a starter's job. And so he was asked what he had shown the league during the final 5 weeks of this season that maybe would open their eyes and see him differently than his previous times on the market. And just so, you know, to give you some statistics, he threw for 1,429 yards. He had 9 touchdown passes and 4 wins in those final 5 weeks. Obviously, the last one was the final game against the Saints last week. But I had kind of tried to paraphrase what he had said, but I found his quote that he said, "I think the big thing, what I always want to show, you can't figure out a player by stats. I think I've wanted to show it's not about the quarterback. It really isn't. It's about how a team can come together at the end of the game. A quarterback is a piece of the puzzle, but it's how important that atmosphere is. I've been able to show the league it takes a team." So that, I think it just continues to show the uniqueness of how he thinks, not just as a quarterback, but how he thinks as an individual and as a person. So we'll talk to Zach Berman about that coming up at 9 o'clock. But since most people are probably totally into the football right now, and as they should be, because the first one was an overtime win by the Rams, close game, and now this game that's taking place at Arrowhead Stadium with Andy Reid involved, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, also a close game. So we'll talk a little basketball, because tomorrow night I am actually looking so forward to watching the Sixers and the Rockets down there at the center. And it's a third game, I call, of this tough 12. And the tough 12 is the Sixers playing these above 500 teams. Some of them start out here at home, and then they have a very difficult road schedule coming up. But let's just talk about the Rockets for a minute, because they are a high-powered scoring team. They are currently 26-19 on the season. In terms of being a road team, they're okay. They are 9-12 on the road. But it's all about James Harden, in my opinion. Not that he's the sole person on this team. I mean, I think PJ Tucker, people are going to see he's going to have a tough time with Joel Embiid, because he's going to give up at least 5 inches, 6 inches probably. So that will be, but he is fun to watch in terms of how hard he defends. But it's Harden. I mean, this guy is scoring at will, and he has 19 straight games of scoring 30 or more. And he's had, up until yesterday when he had 48, that he had 3 games in a row where he scored 50. So first of all, they're going to throw up threes. I don't know how many. If you ask me how many they had last night, I'd love to tell you. But I'll just tell you this for right now. They have put up 45 or more three-point attempts in 21 games this year. 45 or more. And I'll tell you, the high point was 70. They put up 70 three-pointers in a game. And actually, last night it was 68, but that went to overtime. 68 three-pointers. Now, I will say this. The key is not so much how many they put up, but it's keeping that percentage at, you know, they make on average 35. You got to keep that percentage below 35. So let them launch them, as long as you don't let them make an exorbitant amount of them. Since Drew is on the line, we're going to go to Drew right away. Drew in Westchester. Hey. Thanks for calling 97.5.
Hey, what's going on, D? How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. It's always glad. I'm always glad when you're on the air. I saw your tweet and saw you were on.
Thank you.
We talked a couple times. I'm the Mario Lemieux fan. So
there you go. Oh, yes. I should know you, Drew.
Okay. So I was just listening and thought we could have a little talk about the games that are going on today.
Yeah.
I
guess, how bad?
The first game?
I did.
What do you think? You think the refs totally blew that game for the Saints?
Well, I mean, I get it, because I don't know if you listened to Peyton afterwards, and he said he called the league twice. Within, like, before he even came out to talk to the media. And
yeah,
according to him, he said they admitted that it was a blown call, and not just for interference, but helmet to helmet. So,
right, yeah, it was the two calls.
Right. So I say, I mean, that's unfortunate. Not that there's never been another game that ends with a poor call on a final drive, but after you kick that field goal, you have a chance to not let them get a field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, there was plenty of other plays that could have been made. I mean, it's unfortunate that that type of play happens towards the end of the game, and everybody wants to just immediately blame the refs for blowing the game. But
right. I mean, because I will say this. When he comes out of the two-minute warning and he throws the ball and it's a drop pass by Thomas and that stops the clock, and now the Rams don't have to burn a timeout – And essentially, he ended up giving them that extra 45 seconds for them to use when they went down to kick the tying field goal.
Yep, exactly. You know, so, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, how he doesn't run the ball there, I have no idea.
Right. And what do you think about this game? I don't know if you have it on in the background at all, the Patriots game.
I have it. Obviously, I watched the first half before I hopped on here, so I can see it a little bit out of the corner of my eye. I saw Mahomes. I don't know who he threw to for the touchdown.
Yeah, Patriots just kicked a field goal, so they're up 17.
Oh, all right.
Now.
There you go. Well,
so, who are you rooting for in that one? I guess Chiefs. Everybody's a big Andy Reid lover.
Well, unfortunately, I have to tell you, Drew, I'm in a household of Boston people. I'm married to a guy from Boston, and my sons are both Boston fans.
I'm cool with that, D. I'm rooting for the Patriots myself, so we're good.
I'm just trying to go home to a happy household, that's all.
No, I understand what you're saying. Isn't it a happy household? Happy beer, right on, D.
That's all right. I know. All right, Drew, enjoy
the... taking my call, D.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling the Fanatic. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's just be honest. Yeah, I love Drew calling in, asking about those games. Yeah, I think most people they're hunkered down in front of the TV, watching some good NFL football. And you know what? There's nothing like playoff. Playoff football, playoff anything. You just get into it, right? Don't you, Bri?
This non-call is all we're going to hear until the Super Bowl.
The only thing I'm going to say, I like that Drew said, everybody always likes to point to the end of the game and say, you know, it happened there.
Yeah,
but
the game would have ended. They still would have had to make the field goal, but the game probably would have ended in the Saints' favor.
Wouldn't have had any time. He maybe 30 seconds.
But
he gave him 45 seconds.
But they, it didn't cost them the game.
No.
It's not like it was a call and like.
And how about we haven't even talked about the interception?
It wasn't as bad as the fumble in the Eagles Dallas, the kickoff. That cost the Eagles the game. Literally, because that was a fumble, right. And it was a terrible call. This was a bad non-call. They took the lead. Yeah. I mean, come on. Make a stop, like you said. This is all we're going to hear.
Well, I would like to hear the whole. Obviously, I got to look at clips because you're reliant on social media or websites.
We do have Sean Payton if you want to hear from
him. Yeah, I want to hear Sean Payton. Is he only on the non-call?
That's what I got on the non-call.
I have him. Well, we should play it. I mean, but I'm just saying, what did he have to say about Breeze's interception in overtime? I mean, they have the ball first. You're on your home field, and that guy makes that catch falling down. You know, I don't know. I just think there were other plays after the non-call. Oh, my gosh, Mahomes is running. He's going to get that first down. Woo! You have Peyton?
Frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there are a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call, and it's where it's at. So it's disappointing. Credit the Rams. They made enough plays, though. They won the game. The kicker made some big kicks, but for a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow. It was simple. They blew the call. We said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it. So that was... No, we spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and first thing Al said when I got on the phone.
Yes. Sean Payton,
He's in tears. And I mean, I totally understand, but you should be more in tears that your defense couldn't make a stop.
Your defense couldn't make a stop.
The Rams couldn't hear a thing. There was people blowing whistles in the stands, for God's sake. They should have... I don't know, man.
I know. Well, I can clearly tell that you were rooting for the Saints.
No. I wasn't rooting for anybody. I don't want to hear about this non-call. I'm happy to Peyton.
No, I don't think you're going to hear about the non-call after tomorrow. I mean, you're going to hear about it.
Oh, but Sean Payton and his ego?
Well, maybe, but the Super Bowl, the teams in the Super Bowl are going to come to the forefront for the next 2 weeks after tomorrow.
2 years in a row, though, D.
I'm just saying.
The Minneapolis Miracle.
I hear you.
And that's karma for them.
Yeah, it's karma, maybe because...
Wearing the ski mask, playing Meek Mill, this is what you get.
I guess. All right, so anyhow, we'll take a break, but let's talk about this football stuff. Let's talk about it. Are you intrigued? Do you look forward to when your team's not in it? Do you still stay engaged in all that leads up to Super Bowl? In this case, is going to be Super Bowl 53. Of course, it can't be as fun as when the Eagles were going last year. But for all these years in the past, with the exception of the one when Andy took us there, there were plenty of years that they weren't going. Did you still get fired up? And given that you have now been to a Super Bowl and won it, if your team's not in it, is the luster a little less? Do you still want to have a Super Bowl party, go to a Super Bowl party, you know, enjoy the commercials, the whole thing? Or because you know now what it feels like to have your team not only in it, but win it, does it just change the whole experience? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia.
Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off, then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
This year, be smarter with personal finances. Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver and take better physical care of yourself. Harry's products have won tons of awards. They'll keep you looking and feeling great. Now, I love the closeness and comfortable glide that Harry's razors provides. Harry's wants you to start the new year off right. New customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use Fanatic at harrys.com. Harry's offers a 100% guarantee. If you don't love your shave, they'll give you a full refund. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for my listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at harrys.com. Join the millions who've already switched and go to harrys.com. Use the code FANATIC at checkout and claim your offer.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 3/31/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment. See terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
It might be winter, but that doesn't mean your clubs need to hit storage. Linfield National Golf Club offers 6 bays of state-of-the-art virtual indoor golf to play no matter what the conditions. Get your swing ready for the spring by playing some of the most famous courses in the country indoors. They also have a full-service bar and kitchen to host your foursome, business meetings, and any social events. Golf 364 at Linfield National Golf Club also hosts leagues, birthday parties, and private events. Visit golf364.com or linfieldnational.com today and book your event.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of Detroit Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now more than ever, go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event. 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey, or online at dhy.com.
Fanatic fan favorites.
All Seasons Comfort Control. Is your home heating system ready for winter? Visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com and call to schedule a free and honest evaluation of your system today.
Philly Pretzel Factory, where better gets made.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, guys, if you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on an empty stomach. And they're cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and enter the promo code 97.5 and get your first order free. You'll only have to pay a $5 shipping fee. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
97.5 The Fanatics, Barzetta and Trey are hosting Super Whole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. While you're there, you can enjoy the Royal Billiards Game Room. And someone on site will win a 2-year lease of a Honda Civic courtesy of Burns Honda. Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
D-Line, I'm with you on this very cold January Sunday evening. I was a little concerned when I was getting ready to come over here because they had talked so much about black ice. But actually, the wind had been so much, I think it kind of blew the water to where it needed to go down drains and whatnot. So anyhow, it is also a championship Sunday, conference champion Sunday in the NFL. And the Rams are moving on to Super Bowl 53, having beaten the Saints 26-23 in overtime. And listening to Brian, who's producing across the way in the glass here, he just thinks that all they will talk about with this game is the non-call made late with 1:45 to go in the game. The Saints were marching down, and had interference been called, it would have been a first down. And as Sean Payton said, it would have been, you know, three knees, kick the field goal, and all would be done. And Drew Brees and company would be going, but that's not how it went down. And I ask this, is it a little bit of, it's fine to talk about that, but it does a little disservice to the Rams, who did a lot of good things to be the ones going to the Super Bowl in a hostile environment. So, you know, do you spend all your time saying, well, it should have gone that way on that one call? Maybe so, but then do we start nitpicking at every call that was made along the way? Or non-call that was made that could have impacted. You can't always just look at the one that happened closest to the end. I mean, I know yesterday somebody called in and was nitpicking about what could have been done better on the Paul George jumper. And then, of course, you know, Jimmy Butler gets called for the foul and it's a 4-point play. But, and it's fine. I actually thought Jimmy Butler defended it as good as you could. If you want to say that Embiid was too far off of Steven Adams, okay, so be it. But my point being, you can't just point to that play. You know, 19 turnovers for 28 points. That's over the course of the game. And I think that you could look at some things that happened to the Saints. For me, it was also the play calling after the 2-minute warning where you throw the ball. It ends up being an incompletion. There's no guarantee every ball is caught. How you don't run the ball to run time off the clock and make them burn a timeout is I don't get that. Or maybe you say, well, if I run the ball, of course they're going to call a timeout. Well, that's at least taking away what they would need when you give them the ball back anyhow. But you didn't do that. And as a matter of fact, then you were so lost in what you didn't know what you wanted to do after that play was incomplete that it was the Saints who ended up taking the timeout. So I just think if you're going to analyze, you got to analyze more than just the one play that, of course, Sean Payton is going to point to. He's going to, you know, the league admits that it was a mistake on their part. You know, there it's not the first time, won't be the last time that an important call impacts the outcome of a game, but it didn't directly impact the outcome of that NFC championship game. It did not. There were opportunities for the Saints defense to do something about it. And clearly the Rams kicker, he did his job not once, but twice. 48 yards the first time, 57 the second. I know they tried to ice him on the first. I think they did on the second one too. Maybe not. But that was a 57 yarder. And as his, Goff said after the game, it could have been a 70 yarder. That's how far it went through the uprights. What were your impressions of the NFC Championship game? Were you locked in or did you just casually watch? And because the Eagles are no longer involved, the hype of Super Bowl 53, will you ignore it? Will you maybe pay attention a little bit because you're just a football fan of that magnitude? Or a fan of just, you know, these have been two great games that we're watching on this day. So I don't know if you're a football fan. I think you still enjoy watching great competition, and that's what these two games have been. So what are your takeaways from that? And is there a Super Bowl matchup that you were rooting for so that you would have maybe a little more interest? Mine was I was going for the oldies but goodies. I was going for Drew Brees, Tom Brady. And because, you know, Drew Brees just turned 40, I think it was this week, and Brady's 41. And I just think for athletes of their ilk to not only be able to take care of their body, but be able to perform at the level that both those guys do and have been. It's not like, no, this isn't like a flash in the pan. Have been at such a high level for so long. I just think it would have been a cool Super Bowl to witness and listen to both of them speak leading up to it. Which, by the way, leads me to a Drew Brees story from earlier today. You know how he set the record for all-time passing yards? He proceeded to make a list. At first, he was going to send something to everyone who ever caught a pass from him, thanking them because it wasn't his alone record, it was theirs too. But once he started thinking of those people who were on the receiving end of his throws, then he thought of the coaches who helped him get to that point too. And he added them to the list. And one of the guys that was on the list that I thought was so cool was Dr. James Andrews, who, if anybody covers sports, you hear Dr. James Andrews for down in Alabama. I don't know if he's still practicing. He was forever. And knees, and in Drew's case, it was his rotator cuff. But, you know, if you had an injury and you really, you would go see Dr. Andrews for a second opinion, and often he did surgeries for you. Anyhow, Drew Brees had these memorable footballs made, and some people helped him in the Saints office track down current addresses for people, because this has been over the course of his entire NFL career. And, you know, some people, you don't stay in touch with everybody. He ended up with 174 of these memorable Drew Brees balls and a letter that thanked each of them for their contribution to his historic mark. I just thought it was a great story. And the fact that Dr. James Andrews got one of those footballs was pretty cool, too. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic until 11 o'clock. Coming up after these commercials, we're going to talk to Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Great article today on Nick Foles and the exit strategy that he and the Eagles are working on. Not necessarily together, but what's in the exit strategy for each. We'll talk to him on the other side. We'll take your calls, 610-632-0975.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Your plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's Xtrak, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. Xtrak is FDA-cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, Xtrak is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by. And there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live Xtrak Clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2013. That's 800-771-2013. 800-771-2013. Or visit xtracnow.com. Qualified patients. Certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Well, with the cold weather outside, it may have you thinking it's time to replace those old drafty windows and doors. So, start off the new year right. Make your home more energy efficient while you take advantage of Gaida's big winter sales event. Now, due to popular demand, my good friends at Gaida Door and Window have decided to extend their biggest discounts of last year through the month of January, and they're going to offer you 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. That includes the free high performance low E glass. And if you're in need of a new door, you'll receive 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can also take advantage of Guida's interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans. This offer expires at the end of this month. So, act quickly. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, online, goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Defford, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now more than ever, go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event. 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Defford, New Jersey, or online at dhy.com.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It is now the 9 o'clock hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you, and I must say, this is multitasking at my best. Talking on the radio and having an eye, the left eye, corner of my eye, I can see a Kansas City and the Patriots playing. But anyhow, we've been talking about these championship games, and everybody knows that the NFC Championship went to overtime and then was won by the Rams on a 57-yard field goal after Drew Brees had been intercepted. And so the Los Angeles Rams are headed to the Super Bowl in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. I'm just going to read a couple of tweets for us. Mike Fagora says, the Eagles need to get the refs on their side because it is now obvious the outcome of the games are being controlled by the refs. And Mike obviously pointing to what many have been talking about since that game ended, which was the non-interference call on 3rd and 10 for the Saints. And it was, what's that guy's name? Robbie Coleman was for the Rams, and it was Levis? Let me see. Tommy Lee, I know, was his first name. Anyhow, they didn't... That Tommy Lee Lewis, thank you. That they didn't call the interference, and then later they even said they called the league office, and they said we blew it, and we didn't get it. So there were opportunities after that for both sides, and it still was the Rams who prevailed. We're now going to go to the Comcast Business Hotline. My friend Zach Berman is on the line with us. Zach, thank you for joining us. I know you got a busy household these days. Congratulations on your second child.
I appreciate that, Dee. Thanks for having me on.
I found your article today in the Inquirer, The Exit Strategy of Nick Foles, to really be maybe the best I've seen in terms of laying it out so that people could realize there are steps to this process. And if one step is taken or not, then you might know better what the direction is after that. Would that be an accurate way of saying it?
Absolutely, yeah. So they have this key date coming up in February where the Eagles have a $20 million option on Nick Foles that they can exercise. And if they do that, then Foles can essentially buy his free agency for $2 million. And I think that's the most likely scenario. The only way that I don't see Foles buying back the free agency in that case is if the Eagles were working out a trade. And if Foles thought that the situation would be better via trade where he's locked into that $20 million salary. So that's kind of what to look for in the weeks after the Super Bowl. It's going to be a very busy month for Nick Foles.
But if they do the $20 million, which has to be done by February 11th, how long does he have before he has to decide to buy his free agency?
He has 5 days at that point.
He has 5 days at that point. So essentially, a trade would have to be in place by February 16th for it to not go this way?
In essence, yes. So, you know, and no trade can actually occur until the league year, until the start of the league year in March.
Right. But you'd have to know.
What could happen is, yeah, behind the scenes, you know, they could be working with Foles aside on a trade, and if Foles decides kind of, if Foles is, if him and his agents are comfortable with either the trade partners or the potential extension, then a trade could take place. I don't think that's going to happen. I think more than likely Foles becomes a free agent.
Okay, and then is there any chance in your mind if he becomes a free agent that they franchise him?
I don't think so. And the reason I say that, I suppose there's always a chance, but that is such a significant portion of the salary cap.
Right, it would stranglehold them.
Exactly. That cap hold would really hurt the Eagles. I think if he became a free agent, they would let him walk and take a compensatory pick in 2020, and that would most likely be a third rounder.
Got it. Oh, and that was my other point in reading your column, was the fact that, well, that seems as good as doing a lot of work to make a trade happen, that you're going to get a third-round pick for him anyhow, probably. So why would you spend all this energy?
Yeah, a few things there. It's a good question. The first is, obviously, that doesn't come until 2020, so you need to wait, you know, there. And then the other part, too, is the compensatory pick formula. It all depends on who leaves and who comes in. So if you were to be, if the Eagles were active in free agency this spring, then it could offset the contract Foles gets. I don't think that's going to be the case, but that's kind of the machinations behind it.
Got it. All right, now let me ask you this. If it ends up that he becomes a free agent, and I think most of us do believe that, everything is fine. I don't think there's any hard feelings that you didn't get more for him other than that compensatory pick because of what he gave you over these last 2 years. Do you feel that's accurate?
Absolutely. You know, I think the Eagles got much more than they bargained for with Nick Foles when they brought him back to be the backup quarterback. And then on the flip side, you know, the situation's worked out great for Foles, and the Eagles have been very generous to Foles along the way. We're working his contract and making sure he was better compensated this year. So it is very amicable. It's very amicable between the two sides.
Also in today's paper, Zach, Jeff McClain kind of gave his version of, you know, who he would give a thumbs up, please keep, or probably not, and therefore thumbs down. But I think more in looking at that, I would be interested in, you do have free agency that you're looking at, but you also have a lot of draft picks. Do they need to decide what they want to keep in terms of what they have? And then also what they would want to pursue in free agency versus how they want to use their picks.
Oh, certainly. And that's going to be a big part of kind of this next month and a half is really evaluating their own roster. They have some money when it comes, you know, to the age of some of these players. And then, you know, they need to look at what's available in free agency. But the other part of it, too, is like you said, with the amount of picks they have, and knowing the strength of this draft, in particular, defensive line, it's a good offensive line draft. So there's a handful of things there that I think the Eagles will look at and will certainly factor into the decisions they make with their roster.
What do you think should be their number one priority?
Well, both lines. And I say that because of the age on both sides. You know, you look at the offensive line between Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, you have guys over 30 there. And, you know, in particular, the interior offensive line, Brandon Brooks, is coming off
major injury. Yep.
And then on the other side of the ball, Michael Bennett, Chris Long, Brandon Graham, all over 30. And then at defensive tackle, you didn't have Tim Jernigan this year. I think that's going to be their biggest priority in the draft. draft is getting younger there. And then overall, I think the team needs to get faster and they need to get younger. And I think that's really going to be an emphasis. You saw in their transactions last offseason, they really went for a run, and it was almost like that one last Super Bowl push. I think what this year showed is they need to get younger and faster.
They need to get younger overall?
Definitely, yes. They do have some talented young players, but really what happened was when they made that trade for Carson Wentz, and then they go on, they trade for Ronald Darby, they trade for Jay Ajayi, they were giving up some valuable draft picks there, and you were missing some key picks in the first round,
Sure. Second
round, third round, and they really need to replenish that.
And Zach, that's actually maybe been the one knock about what Howie's been able to do or not able to do, is not draft well and then have to be giving up some of these draft picks to fill needs that have come up. Do you agree with that? And can he turn a corner with this upcoming draft?
Yeah, it's a good question, because really the last 2-3 drafts, you kind of need to give them some time to develop. I thought the 2016 draft, he did well. I mean, obviously Carson Wentz in the first round, but then Jalen Mills in the seventh round, that turns into a solid starter for you. Wendell Smallwood in the fifth round, Monty Vitae in the fifth round, he was a starter in the Super Bowl. So really good exceptional players after Wentz. I thought he did a decent job there. The 2017 draft, that's more up in the air. And really between Sidney Jones' injury and the Donnell Pumphrey draft pick, they missed on some key spots, and running back is a major, major need for the Eagles, and part of that is because they haven't been able to address that the past few years. They did trade for Jay Ajayi, but then obviously the injury set them back.
Sure. Would you assume that he will not be back?
I would assume that. Now, there's always that chance, because he's coming off the ACL, that the market's not very robust for him, and in that case,
then
perhaps
you can bring him back.
A show-me deal. But I think the Eagles really go for a young, dynamic running back. I wouldn't be surprised if one of their 2 second-round picks is spent on a running back.
Got you. Zach, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. And again, today's article I thought was excellent. And he makes me feel a little better that it's not going to be a whole lot of drama to this, that it'll probably just go as expected, that they offer exercise the option, they being the Eagles as an organization, which is $20 million. And then Nick has to pay them $2 million to get his freedom. And so it's from a business standpoint, they get two back. And everybody goes their way, and you'd be grateful that you got as much out of him as you did over the last 2 years. But I do think that there's some interesting things in terms of the getting younger and getting people to back up on both sides of the line. I guess maybe even might have to fill some of those starting slots depending on who goes where. And then the running back situation. So actually, it should be an interesting off season as you rebuild. And then for them to have to watch, you know, a team that they had on the ropes down in New Orleans, quite frankly, they're driving and could have won that game. And you saw a similar game take place that allowed the Rams to get to the Super Bowl. And they must be just like chomping at the bit saying, we've been to the Super Bowl. We know how to get there. We were so close. And then looking at those two teams, they look like two teams that they definitely could have competed, if not beaten, on this given day. So I think it motivates. It keeps you in the football mode. But, you know, they do have things to address. But one thing they won't have to address is that it will be Carson Wentz's team moving forward. I did read one article where if they wanted him to, that he could be ready in April to participate in team things in April. So I don't know if he would do that, given that he's coming off of a back injury. But I guess if you just want to start to make it all business as usual, and if he's healthy, then it's his team, and his time is now, and you don't have a Nick Foles behind him, then maybe you just go for it and do that. And Andy Reid's team has just taken the lead. taking the lead. That came off of the turnover.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
I can't wait to, after this game, if you could, we have to make sure, Brian, that we can somehow get Andy Reid so that we get one times yours in there. I got to hear a times yours.
Well, I'll make sure I figure that out.
I mean, there's still plenty of football to be played. 7:45, but certainly the second half, the momentum of this game has shifted. And this came...
Well, while you were on the line with Zach, there was a whole drama. Edelman muffed a punt, and they called it a fumble on the field. They reviewed it, overturned it. It wasn't a clear overturn.
Oh, geez.
So now we have another. So now I said we would be talking about the Saints call. Now we're talking about this call. Twitter's blowing up. So then the Patriots, because God loves the Patriots, they got the ball back. Wait, people were calling it Tuck Rule 2.0. And then Edelman, a ball, he Alshon Jeffery, the ball went right off his hands.
I saw
interception.
That. Oh, my.
And there we are.
And so Mahomes threw this one, though. They didn't run it back, did they?
This is a touchdown pass.
Yeah, right. Touchdown pass. Okay.
Great play call by Andy.
Andy Reid, there you go. Well, that's going to go back to, though, the Eagles, to my friend on Twitter, Mike Fagor, says Eagles need to get the refs on their side because now it is obvious the outcome of the game is being controlled by the refs. You know, there'll be some people who talk about this game in that regard, too. Eagles could have easily beat the Rams in L.A. and been back in the Super Bowl. That's from... And let's see. I have David Harris Jr. I feel that the Eagles will be in the NFC Championship game versus the Saints at the Link. I guess next year, fly Eagles fly. All right. I guess I'm not sure how I worded that. That doesn't seem as obvious to me when he's saying that.
Well, you were talking earlier. What free agent would you bring back? Is there one for you that you want to bring back?
I did look through that, and then I had my notes. Hold on. I know I was looking. They were talking about Chris Long. That seems, I love him, but he's older, and I'm not sure why you would be so in tune to doing that.
But he is good in the locker room.
Yeah, I know. And believe me, I see great value to that, so don't get me wrong on that. That's why I asked... Zach about Ajayi. I don't see how you do that coming off of that injury. That would be a tough one for me. Definitely not Golden Tate. And because you have a guy in the slot, why did we even do that to begin with? Maybe it was
Guy's Brandon Graham. I kind of don't want to see Brandon Graham.
I do like Brandon Graham. That's a good one.
Because he's another locker room guy. He doesn't light it up on the stat sheets, but I feel like he's always made, obviously he's making the big play. You saw the sack in the Super Bowl last week, the strip sack on Breeze. He would be a guy I wouldn't feel great about losing.
Is Lane Johnson...
No, he's signed for a good amount.
Okay, because I would say even though he had the slow start...
Well, you brought it up earlier, too, but he's not a free agent, but this Peters situation is interesting.
Yeah, but he's along the lines of...
I mean, he is under contract, but...
But what happened? You don't know there. Yeah, I mean, there's a... I think more in terms of...
They're in pretty good shape.
They are, except they got so beat up by injuries, and then you realize that you didn't have that. Well, maybe actually you realize some things that you wouldn't have had the people not gone down.
Yeah, especially in the secondary.
Yeah, like Douglas, I thought came through.
And LeBlanc.
Yeah, and LeBlanc, totally.
Maybe you get Darby back on a cheap deal if he wants to just, you know, prove a deal, one-year deal. Wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah. I find it fascinating how you have to rebuild rosters, even because it's 53 people.
What the Patriots, what they've been doing is so amazing. Yeah. Get back there every year.
I think at the beginning of this game, and I was listening on the radio because I was driving, and the guy said, I mean, the fact that this is their eighth straight conference championship game and what they have done for 18 years when the system is completely set up to not be able to do this and because people come and go.
Yeah, this is just a game on their schedule at this point, well, I feel like.
They need to do some work here, but yes. All right, 610-632-0975. So we have some football to talk about as this game is winding down at Arrowhead Stadium. And by the time our shift ends, we will have Super Bowl 53 set up. And we'll see... what people think of whatever that matchup is, and it quite possibly could be Andy Reid going back to the Super Bowl, and what everyone would think of that. I think this week it certainly seemed that majority of the city was pulling for Andy Reid. And I think part of that, a large part of that, is because the opponent today is Belichick and the Patriots. So that's an easy one. But would everybody still be pulling for Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl if, in fact, it is he and his Chiefs against the Rams? I am thinking that yes. Now, had the Eagles not won the Super Bowl last year, they probably would not have been pulling for him in the same way, because there is no way they would want him to get his first when he had taken them and did not fulfill his obligation, so to speak, with a victory. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if, since they already, meaning they being Eagles fans, already have a Super Bowl in hand, that then Andy Reid becomes a likable choice, because you know him and because you can have some fun leading up to it with the many catchphrases. Not, it's not that many, actually. Time's yours is definitely one.
Get some water.
The water. Or clearing of his throat. I guess I don't do it very well, but there's plenty of people here who do. So we'll hear plenty of that. And it would certainly be a quarterback of very young QBs. I mean, a Super Bowl of very young quarterbacks in Goff
and
Mahomes. Yeah, there's the time cheers. All right, so we'll talk about that, and we can also... Oh, my. I always used to say to myself, how could you step to the microphone knowing you needed to clear your throat before you got there? How could you do that? I just don't understand. And then how could you not step aside and clear your throat? Because it is possible. We're having too much fun on this Sunday night. 610-632-0975. The one other thing, if you want, because we have a little extra time here tonight, if you want to talk about the Sixers, I really didn't bring up, but the Joel Embiid back injury, and I call it an injury because he's listed with this back soreness and has been questionable each of the last two games. And so I'd love for to hear, weigh in on how important is it, because you have, if you want to win these, a significant number of these next 10 games, which are against really good opponents and a number of them are on the road, if you don't have him in the lineup, they're 1-2. It's only been three games. But you are fighting for home court advantage in the playoffs, and you're beyond the halfway mark of this season. And so if you drop into that fifth slot and maybe even sixth because you're not playing him, is that, you know, what is that worse than playing him but constantly having him be in question or possibly getting more sore as time goes on? So that's the other thing we can tackle here on 97.5. 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Listen to the best Philadelphia sports talk from 97.5 The Fanatic on your Amazon Alexa.
Okay, let's get started.
At home or in the office.
Wow.
Just be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic.
Then, anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Excellent choice.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Congratulations, small business owners. You've made it into the new year. I hope you celebrated your accomplishments, but now it's time to get back to work. Start by honoring your New Year's resolution to fire your overpriced and error-prone payroll provider. Why not start the year fresh and let Patriot Software keep your payroll tax filings spotless from now on? Patriot Software offers payroll and payroll tax filings for up to 100 employees. Our payroll customers rate us 4.9 out of 5 stars. Now that's a New Year's resolution you can live with. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E. To 797979.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera, and I approve these pre-owned prices.
Everybody's bitching, but business, it's boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. So nice, I'll say it twice. Business is boom, boom, booming at Barbera's on the Boulevard. More for your money, honey. Baby Bentley, luxurious Chrysler 300, $16,990, a kaboom bargain. Elegant 300, $16,990, and I'm just getting started. You're on the AC Expressway, and the kids, they pop down the Disney DVD in your gorgeous town and country minivan for $12,990. You want more for your hard-earned buck, Chuck, stay with me. Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the Barbera way, boom. $12,990 each is all you pay at Barbera's on the Boulevard, boom. PT Cruiser Caliber, $10,990 each. And that's why Barbera's business is booming. Get your butt to Barbera's at Barbeck and the Boulevard in the great Northeast. Is Barbera the best with the biggest selection and lowest prices? Boom! Boy, I guess.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Morton and all of Delco.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D-Line, I'm with you here on this Sunday evening. And it is a NFL Conference Championship evening with a great game that happened in the first game, the NFC Championship, that went to the Rams in overtime, 26-23, on a game-winning field goal from 57 yards out. But it was not a game that did that ended without controversy. Plenty of controversy there on a no call that was, by all counts, pass interference, if not helmet to helmet, on a 3rd and 10 for the Saints to Drew Brees to Tommy Lee Lewis. And, you know, there were a lot of upset Saints people, including Sean Payton, after the game, and he made multiple calls to the league office and they admitted it. However, there was other opportunities after that. They did kick a field goal, took the lead. Their defense could not keep the Rams out of field goal position, and the Rams, to their credit, knocked that one down from 57 yards. And now 24-year-old Jared Goff and 32-year-old Sean McVay, that's got to be the youngest combination of coach quarterback that has ever played in the Super Bowl. But they are definitely representing the NFC in Atlanta. Now, what happens between the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs in the final 3:32 remains to be seen. The Patriots just put a touchdown on the board to take a 24-21 lead with 3.5 minutes to go. And there's the young Patrick Mahomes getting ready to lead his crew down the field. So both games have been really just back and forth with plays that have been scrutinized. And I'm sure they will all be talked about at the end of all of this. I love, what did we do before there was social media when we were watching games? I mean, you watched it with whoever was in your house and talked amongst yourselves. But now we get to engage with everybody. And you just watch how people comment on every play that takes place, and certainly the ones of controversy. And I think it's hysterical. It's half the fun of why you have to have more than one device going, because you want to watch Twitter, you want to watch the game, you might even want to be watching something else at the same time. So I'd love to know, like at this point, Big Red is... does he have a game-winning drive in him with his guys there at Arrowhead Stadium? Which, by the way, it certainly looks by looking at the players that the temperature was not as low as they had anticipated when the game started. They had thought it was going to be around 8 degrees, and I believe it was at 22. But looking at how everybody is on the field right now, it looks like that temperature has dropped, kind of like it has in our area. It went from being 33 earlier today. It was 18 when I got in my car to come over here. So it just seems like it looks so cold with these guys everywhere. And now I don't know if they'll rule that a catch, but if so, the Patriots just picked up the ball, and there's a flag on that play. It is so hard to watch this and also talk on the radio. I know there is everybody in the Delaware Valley who is a sports fan, has their eyes tuned to these two games today. It has been great football action, and it's really setting up for it makes you realize, well, two things. One, man, to be the top one or two seeds in the conference is critical, because I can go back. I know over the last 5 years, definitely the one or two seed has represented the conferences in the Super Bowl. And I don't know if it's because of the rest or because they have proven to be just that, or in many cases, it can also be having the home field as part of getting there. But man, being those top two, and then the other, just how competitive it becomes, you realize that the greatness and yet also the parity in the National Football League, it's pretty amazing. I mean, all four of these teams that played today were either 13-3, two of them in the NFC were 13-4. You're right. One was 13-4, and the other was, the Saints were 13-3, the Rams were 13-4. I know New England had five losses. Oh, they were. So I was right. So then 13-4 was Andy's group. And then obviously the Patriots had the five losses. Yes. Because they had, yep. But my point being, parity is in terms of those records too, you know. And it's not like somebody always runs away with it anymore. It just seems to me that These games are hard fought, and picking them. There's a reason this was a pick 'em, a 3-point game, the line in favor of the home team. 610-632-0975. When you don't have a vested interest, and I would think most people watching these games today are not vested because the Eagles would be your team. If you're not vested, how do you watch it? Do you still are you involved? Are you cheering one way or the other? And do you switch as the game goes on? Maybe because of bad calls and then you feel bad for somebody? It's interesting. I watched Twitter, so many people saying this has not been a great day for the refs. I don't know why it feels like it has become harder and harder for refs to make the right call initially, make the right call. And it just seems like that becomes more difficult.
As you say that, another flag.
Another flag.
The happiest people in the world right now are the refs in the Saints game, because these refs have been brutal. In this game. This is way worse. I didn't think the refs were terrible in the NFC game until the end.
Until the end. But my only thing would be, how did they change this? This was all season long. I felt that every time you turned on either a talk show on the radio or on TV, something about officiating in the games leading, that weekend or leading up to games where they were talking about previous bad calls. I mean, how can it keep being this?
Well, the roughing the passer call that was brutal.
Right, but that also is a result of a rule change that entering this season. Am I right on that?
Yeah, well, they just called another roughing the passer. Yeah, that was an emphasis from the end of the last season. They're going to protect the quarterback. We know that.
Sure.
But, I mean, some of these calls have just been brutal. And some of the calls were reviews that were bad. Yeah. I'm like, how could you mess those up?
It just is amazing to me. And my thing would be, they scrutinize to such a degree that I even know with NBA refs, because I know them, and so I've had the privilege of being able to ask, what kind of homework do they make you do after games? And if you're doing so much film study, I guess somebody could say it all happens so fast that, wow, that is an unbelievable play in the end zone there. Woo!
But, I mean,
but my thing would be, how can it not improve when you see what isn't called, or like when that guy sees not calling the interference in the Saints Rams game, what is he going to say? How did he miss it? He's standing right there. The cameras are right there. What is he going to say he saw?
As a person that's covered the NBA, as long as you have, why are the NBA refs not bad? They're not this bad. They're not this topic of conversation constantly. When you're watching an NBA game, you're not like, all these refs the next day. I mean, there's some instances. Wow.
Wow is right. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so a lot of time left for Brady. That's if they can score.
Well, we'll see. Oh, my goodness. NBA refs, yeah, I would say they certainly, I mean, come on, compared to these guys.
In comparison to the NFL,
it's not even close.
I mean, there's some bad calls, of course, but.
Yeah, I would say this.
And the basketball players are moving just as fast as the football players.
True, they're not covering.
That's tough.
They're not covering as much space, and there's far less people. There's only 10 guys on the court, and there's more people involved when you're in an NFL game. There's Big Red walking the sideline.
But I think it was more along the lines of these guys don't even know what is what. And they should be full-time employees at this point.
Well, that would probably be the biggest thing that people would say. If it is so important to the game, how can they be part-time people?
Yeah.
And,
in a gazillion-dollar industry.
I was just going to say, in a sport that makes so much money and your officials are not full-time guys, and if being full-time meant that you are constantly evaluating things and working up to working a game that week, then I would understand it, and you should pay them as full-time people. But that has never been the case, and maybe if this has been horrific enough as a whole season, I'm not talking about an individual game, either of these, but as a whole season that you spent so much time talking about the officiating and not what happened on the field, maybe there's some evaluation that needs to take place there. But
a lot of time for Tom Brady. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
We shall see. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. It's Brady time. 610-632-0975. We are on the Fanatic with you until 11 o'clock tonight. There is a 2-minute drill that's about to, it's actually a 2:03 drill that's happening. I'm sure everybody's listening to that or watching that. It's just been a great day of football, and it really sets the stage for, you know, two new teams will be, well, no, not necessarily. I shouldn't say that. One of them could return. Isn't that terrible? I was already giving it up. 610-632-0975. An evaluation of just what football was for you today as these two conference championships played out. First the NFC and now the NFC, I mean the AFC. When this game ends, I hope that people will call in and just, you know, give me a synopsis of what it was like for you to watch, what you thought of the games, either from a fan perspective or from an Eagles perspective of like, wow, we could have been there. We could have been back there. 610-632-0975. You're listening to D-Line. I'm here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend. An indoor tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Listen up.
The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off. Then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for XTRAC, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the XTRAC treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with XTRAC. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. XTRAC uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live XTRAC clear. Call 800-942-9790. That's 800-942-9790. 800-942-9790. Or visit XTRAC.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
CMA, ACM, and CMT-nominated Randy Houser Magnolia Tour. Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center at Sugar House Casino. Tickets on sale now at SugarHouseCasino.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Philly's ultimate sportsbook has arrived. Sugar House Casino is now your home for action-packed live sports betting. Enjoy the best odds on pro sports, college, and more. Philly loves a winner. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Never saw it as a problem when I was younger. 2 cigarettes, 3 cigarettes. It wasn't a habit. My mom, she was always like, you need to get rid of them. Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found that it really works. The switch was easy. It was a no-brainer, really. This came from her, really.
Patrick made the switch December 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
97.5, the Fanatics, Barzetta, and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Brought to you by Armor Metals, Steven Singer Jewelers, and Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book. Bet, party, win, repeat. Alexa in the bed. Room.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram can help you defeat the snow and sleet with power. Drive home today in a weather-busting Dodge Ram. Shop VIDEON.com today. Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Tom Brady interception.
While I was reading that, Tom Brady threw an interception. Oh, my.
But, goodness. Of course, what else would be on the field
Another
when Cleve Blakeman is the referee?
And first,
offside.
Oh, my. So the play before that was overturned and not a completion? Yeah, it must have been. Because they
overturned it. Nobody knows what a catch is. They just pick and choose what a catch is.
I know.
Point.
I mean, because to me, that had been ruled a catch. And you tell me you saw enough evidence to say I couldn't tell that it hit the ground or anything, or that he bobbled it enough. I mean, it was right in his chest when he rolled over.
They said he was lined up in the neutral zone.
Oh my God. There was a call in the Saints. That was in the Saints-Rams game, too. They called that.
Oh, my God.
This is unbelievable. So 3rd and 5. Anyhow, at the end of this, I hope my phones light up just about the officiating at the very least. Because the officiating has been crazy in these two games. Unbelievable. 610-632-0975. And now Gronk getting in on the action. You know, last week they only targeted Gronkowski twice. And you say to yourself, but that's similar. They, in the Rams win today, Gurley didn't really play in the third at all. And he's been such a huge part. And he was asked about that. He said, I didn't deserve. They were riding C.J. Anderson big time. But similar, when you have to go to a guy, and even if it Gronk, he's done a lot of blocking early in this game. Obviously, I haven't been able to watch it a ton specifically as we've been going on here. But, man, coming up big. That's what they call that. I can't imagine how this is all going to end, but I do enjoy watching Twitter just blow up with every pass or every call or every flag. Really amazing. And so here we go. Oh, my gosh.
Apparently people were having an issue with Tony Romo, too.
I see that. They say Romo just called that Gronk play. Well, that
he's screaming and yelling.
Oh, he is. Well, but in fairness, now this is all I'm going to say. That's not cheering for somebody. I feel like Romo gets in it as if he's still playing, and that his cheering comes from that mode.
Well, there it is.
He's in. Oh my goodness.
Whew.
Who was that?
Burkhead. Well,
anyhow, the Romo, and I'll be interested to go and and read some of these. I'm seeing what you're saying now. But can you see a guy who's not that far removed from playing, who knows exactly what is going to be run, which I know earlier in the season they told him, you can't be saying what's going to happen before it happens. Because he's...
It's taken away from the game.
Right. I mean, he studies this stuff, and I get that you want to share, but you can't say it ahead of time. So I think his yelling would be more his enthusiasm for wanting to be down on that field or knowing what those guys feel like being down there.
Well, 39 seconds left for Mahomes. All they need is a field goal to tie. And then the phone lines better be lighting it up.
And lighting it up.
You could always mute Romo and listen to us and watch the game. That's what you should be doing anyway.
That. We should have been calling play-by-play like this.
we should do like a little mini in-game line.
Yeah, and you know they do that show with the NBA where they have the... It's KG's thing. I forget the title of it. But they sit in a room in these great chairs. And you can listen to this on the internet if you... I mean, what I like about that with TNT... You know, the traditional person can listen to their broadcast, and the non-traditional can listen to those four guys watching the game, which is kind of cool. But, I mean, there's not any sports fan is not watching this right now. Yeah. I mean, there's 39 seconds left, and something big is going to happen.
Man, Brady throws a season-ending interception, and the Chiefs are in the neutral zone. The Patriots, man. How do they do it every year, D? How do we get here? That's the question. How do the Eagles? I can't do
this
again.
Well, first of all, we did
Eagles
see
part.
One. They didn't give them the fourth down when it was inches. They didn't give that to them.
That's true.
That went against
them.
But
the muff punt.
They did not give them that catch, which to me, at that...
Well, they couldn't give them another one because they gave them the roughing the passer. They gave them back the Edelman.
I'm just saying.
The football gods, if we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. It's always the football gods.
No.
The guy got the ball with 2:03, and they marched down the field with... Okay, there were a couple of calls that went either way, but I'm just saying he didn't get like a huge yardage because of...
No. Brady's
the man.
He's a stone cold killer. It just is what it is.
Right. I'm just saying if we're going there, there's definitely... Everybody has fear when the situation is exactly what he inherited.
What do you think? This is over or it's overtime?
Which one? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know this.
Well,
okay.
Not terrible.
What's the timeout situation?
Well, Andy's got one.
He's got
that's
one.
Better than, that's better than
let
normal.
Let me just say this. Something will not be right with the timeout situation here.
I'm surprised he has one. When you asked that, I looked up and I was like, oh, well, he's got one.
Oh, my. Wait, how can you see that?
The one's lit up.
Oh God! Now
the Patriots have all three of theirs.
Yeah. I see it now.
But just in case. Well, if Mahomes can complete a bomb here, it's not out of the question.
Oh, I know. I mean, that guy's arm and how he did many different ways he can throw it is the other thing. Yeah,
this game kind of deserves overtime because it's been a really good game.
Can you imagine if both of them did that?
He's got him.
Oh wow!
But. They're going to have to, they'll have to clock it and they'll have a couple plays.
Yeah. And each of them, though, has to go to the sideline. That's the only thing.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, they used it. Andy used it, so they're not around.
I think that...
What could they have possibly... I think they lost one on a challenge.
So now, I mean, obviously, you got to go to the sideline, but you don't have to get it all in one. So you go, you know, something down for a first down, I guess. We'll see. But he has to go to the sideline, and how many does he have in him? Two?
Yeah, Andy left too much time off the clock there before calling that timeout. If he was going to call it, just call it.
Yeah. All right, so this guy's career long is 54 yards. Harrison Butler. Harrison's like, get me a few more
Butler's
yards.
He's got a leg, but it's not in a dome. It's a little cold here. I don't know if he has Zerline's leg that we saw earlier.
Oh, my God. That guy's leg was
amazing.
There's
a flag on this play, but he's, wow. Complete. They got to get down there, but there's a flag on the play.
Yeah,
so
you got to stop that.
Is it roughing the passer?
Is it?
It's in the backfield.
He was running.
We'll have to see.
All right.
We'll have to update you.
Geez, 610-632.
On the other side.
I'm right. I mean, yeah, this is unbelievable. It's amazing. I feel this is what Andrew must feel like when he's talking during the Eagles games and he's keeping people company.
Yeah, Pat Egan and Tyler Zoli do the Eagles in-game
live.
Oh,
they're the in-game?
That's a scene.
So this is what they feel like.
Yep.
They're having to watch and like react and they say, oh my goodness, geez. This is, my heart rate is up. 610-632-0975. When we come back, there will either be AFC overtime or there's going to be a winner here. We'll talk about it. You are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day big green giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com. 975 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Brought to you on 975 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com. The Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pull your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau,
they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optimum Tax, they helped me, they calmed me down, they made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optimum Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optimum now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optimal Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optimal Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi. Welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi. I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Whether you're popping the question on Valentine's Day or later this year, don't miss Benari Jewelers' first ever diamond engagement ring event. Get 20% off some of our finest rings, including those from top designers. You'll find the ring of her dreams ready the same day. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 36 months with approved credit. 20% off select rings now through February 13th at Benari Jewelers. In Exon and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning.
Gargano and Martinez, middays.
Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Woo! Woo! It is NFL Conference Championship Weekend. Wow, what a week, what a day of football it has been, and it continues in Kansas City as the Pats and the Chiefs go to OT, tied at 31. After the Rams and the Saints went to OT, tied at 23, with the Rams winning that one on a 57-yard field goal, 26-23. I just want to remind everybody that on Friday, February 1st, we are hosting Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with Philadelphia Cornhole League for the event. To register your team for a chance to play, go to 975thefanatic.com or go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. All right, here's a list of the prizes. $1,000 courtesy of Harrah's Casino. Championship rings courtesy of Steven Singer, trophies courtesy of Armor Metal, prizes from Royal Billiards, a 2019 season pass to the Met Philadelphia, two Honda Grom motorcycles for the winners courtesy of our great friends at DHY Motorsports. Check them out at DHY.com. And one lucky person will walk out of the Met that morning winning a two-year lease on a Honda Civic courtesy of Burns Honda. But wait, there's more. We are excited to announce two trips to Aruba to give away on site that day. One trip will be for the winner of our trivia competition. The second will be won by someone on site. You could win a trip for two to Amsterdam Manor Beach Resort, a taste of the Dutch Caribbean. Check out the resort at AmsterdamManor.com in beautiful Aruba. One happy island. Go to Aruba.com to plan your visit now. It's brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat. So that is what's happening on February 1st. And by the way, about an hour ago, we had the pleasure and opportunity to talk with Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. And we have put that up on the website as a podcast. He had some great insights into what will be coming up for the Eagles over the next 6 weeks. And among them, we talked about Nick Foles. And really, for me, he kind of feels strongly, even though there are many options to that whole thing, that he will end up being a free agent and they will be grateful for all that they got out of him for the last 2 years. They'll probably do the exercise, the option. He will pay them $2 million to buy his freedom and then he will become a free agent. Probably no franchise tag. And that'll just, they will part their ways at that point. And if you want to follow Zach on Twitter, he is at ZBerm. At Z Berm, Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Meanwhile, there is a football game going on. Tom Brady's back in action. And eventually tonight, there will be a AFC winner to join the group of NFC players of the Rams that will go to Atlanta in 2 weeks and play Super Bowl 53. But from the standpoint of action scoring, I know so much of the attention tomorrow will be on the officiating, and that will be a shame because while it did seem to get in the way of a lot of things and took a lot of time and scrutiny, that there has also been some great football played. And, you know, the focus, I guess, probably because Monday is the time to do it, and I don't know how you fix how many flags were flown, some questionable calls in both games going both ways, I think. And it just seems a bummer that this is a repeated action and has been all season long. So we'll see how this game ends. And it has been, look, I just saw another one. Billy King now saying, amazing day of football despite the officiating. Now, see, that's the right way to put it. Because it has been good football, and it is despite the officiating. Man, how Tom stays in that pocket when everybody is breathing down his throat. 3rd and 9, though. Woof. If you want to tell me how exactly you're watching this game, I would hear from anybody right now. 610-632-0975. Because even, you know, Brian, you're not invested, and you're kind of like hanging on the edge there.
Yeah, this is a great game.
It is. And
hopefully, everybody will want to talk about it afterwards.
Edelman,
my God, Brady.
Edelman. I think I can't. Do you remember the last time that both championship games won?
The overtime?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I can't remember.
That would be an Elias question. That isn't even, I mean, I could try to look it up, but those kind of things are a little harder. That's why Elias exists for those.
This is the first time ever that there have been two overtime playoff games on the same day, Pro Football Reference.
See, there you go. So,
how about that? Let alone a championship game.
Yeah,
could have been a wild card day.
Wow, I see what you're saying. Oh, there's a phone call. Oh, my. I mean, really, it's these kind of games have you hanging on the edge of your seat. And you just say to yourself, there's just such good competition. And you realize what's at stake for people. I mean, these are their jobs. The ultimate is to get to the Super Bowl and win it. And it's for every single one of those guys on the field. It's like they don't want it to end. All right, I got to go to Chris because he's in Williamstown. How he wants to talk about the Sixers, I don't know, but I'll welcome it, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Always a pleasure.
You know, no. When I hear you on my Sixers juices start going and the Sixers buzz starts going. So last night, right?
Yes.
You get the return of Nerlens Noel, Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't play, TLC was on the bench for Oklahoma City.
He was in a suit, yeah. I do believe, because I saw Ben Simmons try to go over and say hello to him, but he wanted nothing to do with that.
And you know what? I wasn't surprised that, you know, I was kind of shocked that the game was as close as it was, but I was not surprised. When I look at, you know, last year in the 76ers and that departure in the second round, like, you know, it got me to wonder, D, like, even though you added Jimmy Butler, who is a phenomenal talent, and I'll give him that, is it really moving the needle that much further than it did last year? I mean, because you lost guys like, you know, Dario and Rocco, who, hey, they did step up in some times when you needed them and came up absolutely horrible at other times, but, you know, J.J. Redick was that way, and how much this team gelled towards the end of the season, like, I think that group, even minus Jimmy Butler, was really, but I still, you know, look, you know, and tomorrow night you got the return, and I hope from just that he gets a few minutes even, MCW's going to be there with the,
I know. That,
but, you
you're
know,
seeing a lot of, a lot of guys who have been through trusting the process come through the doors of late. Yes, I hear you on that. I just want to go back to your thought on the Jimmy Butler. I just want to say that, like, what he did yesterday in the fourth quarter against a really good team. I mean, he had three big baskets. Now, I know he didn't make that shot at the end, but I think there was, I didn't like the execution of that final shot, but he had those three big plays. He had a big steal. I thought he did as good a job defending Paul George coming off that screen. I mean, literally, if Paul George's feet aren't set, ready to shoot when he caught that thing, Jimmy's there because it takes him an extra split second to, like, get in shooting mode. So I think the level of his talent is significant in terms of giving up. You gave up two nice players for a guy who I do think is a step above. Now, the only thing I had wished they had thought about, how could you have made your depth a little stronger along the way? And maybe that's still going to happen, but it will be a move that wasn't great enough if they don't increase the depth of their bench.
Yeah, and you know, let's just say for hypothetical terms that the second round is all we're ever going to get to, right? We're not going to get, you know, past Boston because, look, I think Boston's a superior team. And say Oklahoma City goes to, you know, it comes down to Oklahoma City and Golden State and Oklahoma City and you know, the playoffs, you know, how many of these guys were glad they got out of here before, you know, like to not go through the same, oh, it's the second round every year by year by year. Hey, we're going further. So, you know, what do I have to worry about? I'm somewhere else. I'm out of here. You know,
oh, I see. You mean
there's
like
something to be said about going and being out so quickly every year with the studs that you have on this team. Like, how many guys are glad they got out of here before it gets bad and contracts start? You had to pay people or move on from them.
Well,
it get interesting.
It can, Chris, but I'm hoping that in the next 3 years, they had better be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that's definitely the goal, the plan, the have to.
That's a stretch.
Well, that's their goal for this year. And unfortunately, unless they make another move, it would seem like they're going to be up against it in that second round. I would agree with you. But the flip side is that you do in the off season have an opportunity before you sign Ben Simmons to that extension. You have money to play with in free agency, and you have a nice core in if Butler decides to stay with Embiid, Simmons, and Butler. And if J.J. Redick decides to come back on another one-year deal, I mean, I think there'd be a lot of people who would say that's a pretty good darn core.
Thanks for taking my call, D. I'll leave you with this question here.
Yes.
You know, any chance we get to see Justin Patton this year? And if so, does that smooth the needle for you on that second team coming off the bench?
I don't know that we'll see him. I thought they said it's a possibility, but they also said that Zaire Smith was going to be able to come back at some point in January.
No, we need big guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Chris, I hear. Well, you need big guys, but you also need some guys who can defend the perimeter, too, I thought. Wow, in that conversation, am I seeing that the Pats won? Bri, get on. I didn't see what happened.
Yep, touchdown, Rex Burkhead.
Wow.
The New England Patriots, surprise, surprise, you're going to the Super Bowl.
But they're going back.
How do they do it every year? Three in a row again.
I will say this, from a mentality standpoint, because when it went to overtime, I saw before there was like 8 seconds, and Brady's sitting 8 seconds before they had to kick it off at the end of regulation, and he's sitting over there, and, you know, his head's down, like as if he had done his job, now I got to go back out there.
Yeah.
But the strength of that guy mentally, I mean, are you kidding
me?
And
this is a shame that Mahomes didn't get a chance, but my gosh, Brady is just... Is there any debate at all whatsoever that he's the best that's ever done?
I mean, this is insane. Wow.
And Nick Foles beat him.
Oh, well, that'll get the conversation going. They're going back.
Let's go.
The Eagles are not. And wow, so that'll be the one matchup that Brian did not want. What?
I thought this was the worst possible matchup, to be honest with you. I would have loved Rams-Chiefs because of the rematch.
Yep.
I thought Brady and Breeze was
a no-brainer.
Fantastic matchup.
Two Hall of Famers.
And this is probably the worst one. I would even have said Chiefs and Saints would have been pretty entertaining.
How about that both road teams won today? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, wow. I was harping on that. You have to get the one seed. Well, apparently you don't.
No. I think the last that had gotten to the Super Bowl as a two seed in the last couple of years was Atlanta. Atlanta got there.
They played at home, though, in the championship game. They beat Green Bay because Green Bay beat Dallas.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But they were a two-seed going into the... I got you.
Yep.
All right, so the better way of saying it, two road teams are going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know the last time that's happened.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And both of these teams played in incredible stadiums in terms of crowd noise.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah, these are two of the toughest places to play in the NFL.
Absolutely. No, I thought Goff looked like in the beginning that he could... He looked like he was trying to squeeze the instructions into his head because he couldn't hear anything coming
through. This wasn't Brady's first rodeo.
No, and you could tell that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Patriots would probably be a slight favorite, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I would assume. At least a 3-point favorite.
You think so? Just because of experience?
Yeah, I would have to. Well, maybe the Rams would be the favorite. It's going to be interesting. I'm sure it's probably out here.
Yeah, check it out. But I'm just saying, Rams by their record, certainly by their offense, in terms of offensive points that they put up in the regular season.
I feel like this also takes away from the Eagles a little bit, because now it's McVay versus Belichick, whereas last year the Eagles played the Patriots and beat them. I don't know. I'm not in love with this matchup, but whatever.
Well,
Brady's 41, McVay's 32.
Last year, it has similar theme to last year's with the young, you know, coach versus the guy who's been there. Peterson was that, and that's what McVay is going to be. It's going to be. I mean, I guess you can't say it was Foles wasn't the young guy, so to speak, but he was the backup going against the Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's some common threads there.
But you have the McVay, Goff, whereas we have the Peterson, Wentz. Wentz wasn't
but
the
Wentz
one
But Wentz wasn't the guy, was my point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it's just Brady, man. Brady and Belichick, how do they do it every year?
I don't know. Preparation, that's all I'll say. Preparation. Let's face it. It comes down to an overtime game, but don't tell me that how they started the game, pounding the ball, marching down, and getting that first touchdown, like shoving it down the Chiefs' throats, sets the tone for a game that, you know, everybody said, if you looked at last week what the Chiefs did, you know, they were taking the opponent out from the get-go.
So according to Odd Shark, it's the Rams -1. Over under 57.5.
Whoa, 57.
So -1. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And the Rams are the favorite.
Yeah. I'm saying 57, you said, was the over?
57.5.
And a half. And this game today, well, these two went to overtime. That was 62. Well, no. They scored that touchdown, so 38-31. 69 for these guys. And they had...
The other game went under.
Yeah, the other game went under. Huh. Well, I mean, especially given what both of them had done against each other in the regular season. Those were high numbers, meaning the Rams and the Saints, and what the Chiefs and Pats had done in Foxborough.
Yeah.
In regular season. I always say you got to take some points off going into the postseason games because they're not going to be the shootouts that you had in the regular season, right?
Yeah. No, it usually doesn't play out that way.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this day. I would love to hear from anybody who wants to share just what their thoughts were of, one, how good the football was, because to me it was some great football that was played for sure. Two, does the refereeing get annoying that it's constantly going in ways that maybe people don't agree with? We'll start with the one in the Rams Saints game on that 3rd and 10 when they did not call interference. They did not call helmet to helmet. The Rams end up, instead of getting a 1st and 10, end up having to kick a field goal earlier than they would have liked to. And now they end up going to overtime and lose. And, you know, a very upset Sean Payton expressed that they blew it. He talked to the league office. They admitted they blew it. And, you know, he said it's just unfortunate. Now, there were other opportunities. He certainly did give the Rams credit for a 48-yard game-tying field goal that forced the overtime and then coming back with a 57-yard game winner in the overtime. So he did say they did their part, but he kept going back to, but it was a blown call. And then, you know, the calls in this one, there was a number of them late in the game. And that was the other thing. I felt so many flags late in the game. It's almost like they're trying to control something they can't control.
And D Ford, who's an impending free agent, has to be sick right now because he was the one that was lined up in the neutral zone where Brady threw the interception off of Gronk's hands and the season's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The Chiefs would have went to the Super Bowl.
Now, I did tell you, though, they called that same play in the NFC.
No, it was the right call.
Yeah,
it was the right call. Yeah. That was one of the ones they got right. But, I mean, come on, D Ford, you got to be lined up. I mean, what are you doing? If I'm Andy Reid, I'm sick.
Oh, my.
Now, that's costing you the game.
Right.
Not a referee non-call. Like the
right.
Saints.
That's your own. That's your own, guy.
You messed
your
up.
Your guy.
And Tom Brady does it again, D.
41 years old. 41. He just was at his 8th straight AFC championship game. His 8th straight.
Who's your early prediction here for the Super Bowl? I know you got a few weeks to think about it here.
Yeah. Well, you know, at this point, who said it on? Yeah, it was Boomer Esiason in the pregame. He's like, I'm not voting against the Pats. Why would I? He said, I've taken them all year long, and now is not the time. Yeah, he sat on the corner. I saw him in the pregame. He's like, there's no way. He picked it. He predicted 30-27. And
Pretty close.
Yeah, none of them will be right. All the others were a little lower, I think. And obviously, nobody was picking overtime. Everybody picked close games. In the pregame shows for both of these, they were predicted to have close games, which I for one, the one thing I love is that, to me, when you have good competition, like, that's people who blow people out. Remember some of those Super Bowls for a stretch?
Yeah, well, the Eagles blew Minnesota out last year. I mean, obviously, we love that.
Yeah, because
but I'm sure the other fans
didn't. It's a guarantee, but I'm even saying that stretch of that seemed like Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl, not in recent, but there was a stretch.
Yeah, a lot of them were lopsided. Really bad there.
Yeah, like the best thing you came away talking about the next day was something that either happened at halftime or the commercials.
Yeah, I remember that Ravens-Giants was really bad.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, right. There were some bad ones.
Yeah. So anyhow, I just like the good competition of, you know, no matter the sport.
I mean, the last two have been really good. So the last two, and they both had New England in them, so. So I'm sure this will be entertaining.
So you can't argue about that.
No, I'm sure it'll be an entertaining Super Bowl. It just wasn't the matchup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to look for somewhere. I'll look on social media if we see anything from Andy Reid. But I will say this. He had another phenomenal year. And I can't imagine that at some point, whether it's he or somebody else, but Patrick Mahomes is going to get there because the kid has such talent at such a young age. And, you know, that's another thing that's kind of cool to watch is and this year in particular, when you had a 40-year-old and a 41-year-old, a 24-year-old, and I think Mahomes is the same. He might be 23, but that you have these rising stars. Carson Wentz would be thrown into that category for sure. And, you know, at some point, and they did do a story on this earlier today, you know, that batons are tossed or passed. I guess you usually pass the baton. So in Brady's case, not yet. And I'm sure Drew Brees would feel the same, and both will be back next year. Now, whether you can keep getting back to this point, who knows? And we can just be remark at the greatness and the longevity of those kind of guys and then get so excited to see these young talents that are starting to do it at such a young age. And that's pretty intriguing too. 610-632-0975. Want your take on just how it all unfolded. And if you would like to talk about the Eagles, because you're thinking about how can they be playing on this day next year and how can they be celebrating like the Pats just celebrated right a couple minutes ago that they are going back to a Super Bowl. D-Line, I'm with you till 11 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Download your free Super Bowl weekend tickets now.
Then plan to party with Barzetta and Trey. February 1st at the Met Philly. This is your Super Bowl station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Guys, are you not performing the way you used to in the bedroom? This can happen at any age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is treating men of all ages with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. Gainswave addresses the root cause of ED for lasting effects. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There is no downtime, no pills, and no shots, ever. With Gainswave, you can be active the same day. Gainswave is simple, non-invasive, and available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Don't wait for a little blue pill to kick in or undergo risky surgery. Be spontaneous again and regain control of your sex life with Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico. Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the dot, dot, dot response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/31/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS. stress by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of steel, sold on Westchester Pike, and available 24/7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Paul B. Moyer & Sons. From snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville. Own the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. Shop VidianChevrolet.com today.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports Talk for Clayton and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Wow, what a football Sunday it has been. And that hasn't even involved the Eagles, but I don't know how anybody who, you know, is a big sports fan couldn't have at least enjoyed just watching both those games go down to the wire, both get to overtime, and then obviously decided. In the case of the game that just finished, it was decided with the Patriots marching down the field and scoring a touchdown and beating the Chiefs on their home field 37-31. So it sets up for a Pats Rams Super Bowl 53. And as I said, the Pats are going back after Nick Foles and company sent them home last year despite Brady throwing for 500 yards. And so now they go back. Will they win it this time for a sixth in the Brady Belichick era? For the Rams, they'll be there for the first time since the Greatest Show on Turf. And they have a 24-year-old quarterback in Jared Goff and a 32-year-old coach in Sean McVay. So it'll set up for some good storylines. I'm going to read a tweet from Zachary East. Zach says, "I do not feel right now. Patriots won again, and we still haven't signed Bryce," as in Harper. "Put me out of my misery, please." All right, this is what we can tell you, though, Zach. At least in your bottom line, yes, it hasn't been signed yet, and I agree that it's taking a long time. I do think the market is not what both of those guys, Harper and Machado, that their agents set out at. I think the number has dropped a little bit. And so I think that's the reason it's dragging out. But I wouldn't give up hope that that's still going to happen. So I'm not going to put you out of your misery. I'm going to give you hope. There's still time for that to happen. 610-632-0975. I go to Pete in Jersey. Pete, Jersey's a big state. What part of Jersey are you in?
Roxbury, New Jersey, Morris County. Diehard Eagles fan.
Nice. You say it was robbery?
Roxbury. Oh, the game? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, drop pass.
Yes.
Offside, fine. Muff punt. These calls that go against, go Patriots' way every freaking time. Ball's on the ground. Oh, let's turn it around. I don't care. Like, I didn't see Edelman drop muff the punt, but it was called a muff punt. Did we see him not muff it? We don't know, but they turned it around that way.
Yeah, but they also turned the catch around. That they said it was a catch, and then they gave it back to the Chiefs. So they, I mean, went overturned it for the Chiefs. And they didn't give him the fourth down. I mean, I hear you. I get it. I think
and
the official
just sits back and doesn't.
But that's not unusual. You know how he's going to be on the sidelines and how.
I know, but I watched him for 15 years. I'm like, I'm like, stick up for yourself, Reed. Like,
well, this is true.
You know, he doesn't. I got to do a better job.
Now going
some fire, Reed.
Going into that game, would you have been pulling for Andy Reid?
I was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pull for Tom Brady.
Well, like, no, I was just going to say, were you pulling for Andy Reid for Andy Reid's sake, or were you pulling for the Chiefs because anything is better than Tom Brady and the Patriots?
Oh, no, I mean, my son asked Donovan McNabb, so he doesn't even play football. So. I've been there back to kids camp, but, you know, I'm rooting for Reid. If I can't have it with the Eagles, I'm rooting for Reid.
Got it.
But then the same old Reid doesn't have, like, guts. It doesn't show himself not throwing the clipboard. We saw Belichick throw a clipboard today.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He threw a clipboard. He was mad about it. Apparently, I was like, Belichick's doing that.
Wow. That's unusual for him. Because he's
like, I'm on to the Chiefs. I'm on to this. Yeah.
He's
and
usually
just
pretty
there, which
stoic.
Is like,
yeah.
Yeah. And he was like that. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, Reed's just got to step up.
Step up and,
another percent, like, I'm 100% for Carson Wentz. Like, he's going to be our guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think Foles, like, showed his true self. Like, he's a good quarterback, but he's throwing a lot of balls up for grabs against the Saints.
Yeah, and to be honest, he did the job he was signed here to do, and that was when your other guy was hurt. But your other guy you have invested in as being a franchise quarterback, and you shouldn't change the course because of, you know, a guy doing what it was supposed to be the job he was signed for, which is
to
be a backup. Yeah. All right.
Will you see Belichick throw the clipboard? I promise, the first time you ever seen him mad.
I'm gonna go look for it.
We need more of that for Reed.
All right.
I'm glad he's going. I just wish him the best. And Mahomes, he's a good quarterback. Reed just got to show more fire. Go for it, like Dougie P would have done.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Very good, Pete. Thank you for calling us here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah, a little more fiery out of Andy Reid. Part of it is I can't see him ever doing it. He's right. He saw it for 15 years where, you know, I got to do a better job. We got to do a better job. Time's yours. We got to do a better job. I mean, I think that's what you're going to hear him say after this game as well. Did you see, Brian, when they threw the clipboard?
I didn't see the clipboard, no.
Yeah.
I didn't see the clipboard, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, right. I hear you.
You can't yell at the refs to get a call.
Well, I think what his point was is over the course of the game, if you express like Belichick throws a clipboard, maybe you put in their head, like, don't screw me over another time.
I mean, Andy Reid and Bill Belichick have been in the league
for a long time.
Forever.
Yeah. But Belichick isn't exactly a Mr. Fiery on the sideline either. He's pretty stoic. I actually like those guys that are like that. I think McVay was like that today, you know? You coach the game and you go about your business.
Sean Payton was screaming and yelling at the refs, and he got a call in overtime.
Did he?
Yeah.
Which one in overtime?
The pass interference?
Oh, the pass interference, because I could think of is the interception. Yeah, you're right, he got the pass interference, so there you go. That was the makeup for the one they didn't call on 3rd and 10.
And they still couldn't win.
And the guy caught it falling down on the ground. Yeah, I mean, what can you say? All right, so let's do a few of these tweets that we're getting back. Frank McMenamin, looking at Andy Reid when they lost is the first time I seriously have felt sorry for him. I can see that.
That's interesting. I do feel a little bad for Andy tonight.
Sure, I mean tonight.
He's just that close.
George, seriously, George Watson. All right, so you weren't interested. He said, who cares? Puppy Bowl was more interesting.
Okay. Definitely not. These are two phenomenal games.
Let's see. Mozzie says, it's no contest. New England isn't losing this one. Nope, they ain't losing back-to-back Super Bowls. He put SP because he might think that we're not allowed to say it either. It's going to be a boring game, and I'm not watching. Rams are no match for the Patriots. Brady will decimate that defense. I don't know about that.
I'm glad that a lot of people are agreeing with me, though, on this matchup. Not the best matchup.
Right. You said it coming into today, even before the Patriots won, but they were up like 14-0 when
you said it. I think you said it to me yesterday, that Brady's never played one of the top quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
That is true. That's not his fault.
No, I know. It's not his fault. Yeah, but he's never played Rodgers.
Right,
he doesn't
pick his opponent.
I mean, he's had Manning. He obviously dueled with Manning. And he just played Patrick Mahomes, who's, I hate to say it, he's probably a top five quarterback in the league right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's not crowning him. That's just calling it like it is.
And calling him by his numbers, meaning Mahomes, by his numbers alone, says that he's a top quarterback. And he just got to the championship game. Come on, conference championship game, and he's a young guy.
Hopefully it's Mahomes and Wentz next year, Super Bowl 54.
Wow, that would be a good one.
Mark the tape.
All right, I'll mark today. Whatever today's date is, January 20th. Brian said it's going to be Mahomes and Wentz next year.
This is our new norm.
Yeah, the Patriots, they just say it's norm. There's no new to any of their norm. Yeah, this is a business trip. That's what they're saying. All right. So people feeling a little bad for Andy Reid and not excited about the matchup. How are you feeling about football as we just saw two great conference championship games play out, both going to overtime with both road teams winning in very, very difficult environments? What do you make of all of that? 610-632-0975. D-Line, I'm with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. You need to be there for the party.
Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey in the Morning host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend. An indoor tailgate part at the Met Philadelphia.
Listen up. The Friday before the big game has always been a holiday in Philly.
And we are continuing the tradition. The Fanatic and the Philadelphia Cornhole League are throwing the city's biggest indoor cornhole tournament and tailgate party. Plan to take the day off, then go to 97.5thefanatic.com to download your free tickets.
Everybody who comes out has a chance to drive away with a 2-year Honda Civic lease from Burns Honda. And a trip for two to Aruba.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Hole.
97.5 The Fanatic Super Hole Weekend with Barzetta and Trey in the Morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Only from Philadelphia's official cornhole station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpolesBakery.com.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's Xtrak, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. Xtrak is FDA cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, Xtrak is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by. apply, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live Extract Clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-771-2013. That's 800-771-2013. 800-771-2013. Or visit xtracnow.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
New Year's resolutions are hard, but the Xfinity New Year New Deal is easy. Waking up the kids after a long winter break? Hard. But using the X1 voice remote to quickly find your favorite Netflix shows? Easy. Committing to a trendy New Year's diet? Hard. But watching the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet? Easy. It's the Xfinity New Year New Deal, and it's simple, easy, awesome.
Now through February 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV, Internet, and Voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. DVR service free for a year, and ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment and taxes and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership needed to view on X1. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear? So here's my advice. Go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point, whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple, timeless diamond pendant. Jewelry from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It might be winter, but that doesn't mean your clubs need to hit storage. Linfield National Golf Club offers 6 bays of state-of-the-art virtual indoor golf to play no matter what the conditions. Get your swing ready for the spring by playing some of the most famous courses in the country indoors. They also have a full-service bar and kitchen to host your foursome, business meetings, and any social events. Golf 364 at Linfield National Golf Club also hosts leagues, birthday parties, and private events. Visit golf364.com or linfieldnational.com today and book your event.
97.5, the Fanatics, Farsetta, and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. D. Lynam with you here on this Sunday night, a Sunday night that has the Rams meeting the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53, that is, in a couple of weeks. I was just looking at the box score of that Patriots 37-31 win over the Chiefs. And the two things that stick out to me, first of all, the tone was set at the beginning of the game when the Patriots marched down the field and were running the ball right at the Chiefs. I mean, just shoving it down their throats. They ended up carrying the ball 48 times for 176 yards. The Chiefs ran it 12 times for 41 yards in a game that was a close game throughout. So that would be the one thing. And the other, because I had gone to the Patriots website during the week, because that's really the only time you can see Belichick break anything down because he does it for that website. And he had talked a lot about taking Hill. And the last game, they took Kelsey out of it. But to take Hill out of it in terms of how many receptions or, you know, coverage of him. And as it turns out, Tyreek Hill has only the one catch for 42 yards. And Jason Kelsey, isn't that terrible? It's on my brain. Travis had three catches, I think, for 23 yards. So, yeah, Hill one for 42 and Kelsey three for 23. So the two things they set out to stop of theirs, they did. And yet it still went to overtime. And that is where Brady did his damage with company. 610-632-0975. We go to Jay in Overbrook. Jay, thanks for calling 97.5 The Fanatic.
D, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. It felt good to watch these two football games with no rooting interest and just enjoy it as opposed to dying on every play like I've been doing. Like, I was like, yo, I'm really enjoying this.
Right, because it was good football for the, you know.
As much as I love the Eagles run, I was dying on every play, man. So today, it was just like, oh, that was pretty cool. Oh, that was a great play. Oh, Andy Reid is going to lose with timeouts again. It was one of them kind of things.
Sure. Like,
he never called a timeout to give his defense a rest, man. They were on their heels.
I know.
And he says, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to lose with all my timeouts.
With all my timeouts in my pocket.
What prompted me to call was, you made a statement earlier about, you know, Foles just did his job. He did his job, yep. And he got paid to do his job. Of course he did, but there are 32 other backup quarterbacks who could not have done that. So I think it was a little bit more than him doing his job.
No, I didn't mean it like that. If it came across like that, Jay, I meant more that when you make the decision to go with Carson Wentz, and which you have to make a decision, I get it because Carson is your franchise quarterback, and you thank Foles for coming in and doing the job that you did hire him to be. That's
without a doubt. But I just felt as though with the way that Foles over these two seasons has shown how he runs that offense.
Yeah.
And with Wentz being, look, let's call it what it is. He's injury prone. From college in his 2 years, 3 years in the league, he's been injury prone.
Yes.
You know, I actually would move him and maximize, you know, folks, you're not going to have to pay folks what you're going to have to pay Wentz. Let's say you got to give folks $15, $20 million over 3 years. You're going to have to break a record for at least a few days until the next quarterback breaks Wentz's highest paid player in the league.
I don't think that's going to be the number. Aaron, I don't think he's getting Aaron Rodgers' number, which is $35 million.
30. I could see 30.
Well, there's many people out there who think that Nick's going to get 25.
I couldn't see that because everybody knows that he's special in this system. but I would rock with, if I ask your producer who turns this trade down. The number seven pick in this year's draft and Saquon Barkley for Wentz. Who says no to that? Does Howie say no?
No.
Does the Giants? You think Howie says no?
No, I'm saying no. He wouldn't say. You say for Saquon?
For Saquon and their first round, not just Saquon alone.
So you want Barkley and their first round?
Correct.
And you give them Nick?
No, I give them Wentz.
Oh, and you give them Wentz and you're keeping Nick. I got
right.
you.
Right. Who turns that down?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that would have to. I'd have to take a little thought about that.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I don't think they would do it. I don't think New York would do it because I don't think they're giving up Barkley, period.
Okay. A franchise quarterback and a franchise running back. We've seen what a franchise quarterback can do without the quarterback.
I agree. So, I see. I know what you're saying. But they also say you can get a running back everywhere, which I don't. It doesn't happen everywhere.
Yeah,
but they say that all the time.
That was a couple years ago. Now you need a special back.
I agree. And they need to get one here in this city.
Well, no doubt. No doubt.
Jay, thanks for making the call. I appreciate it here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We go to Twist, who is also in Overbrook. Twist, what's going on?
D, I am upset.
Because you are?
D, I'm a Chiefs fan,
I say I'm sick, I that game took me on an emotional roller coaster. I felt like the NFL, the refs was trying to like cheat with that call, the roughing of the passer call when Tom Brady threw that interception on third down, and they called roughing the passer, and he didn't fall on the ground. He his shoulder pads got tapped, but I'm sick, D. I don't know what to do.
I always say this. One, when it involves calls at the end of the game, which both games had that happen, that, you know, impact the outcome some, but we focus on it because it is also the timing of when those calls were made. And absolutely. Also, but the other part is, you know, if I like the close games part of it, they were so competitive and it was so entertaining to watch. But when your heart's invested, like you are being a Chiefs fan, I totally get it.
I don't even care about Andy Reid because I'm obviously here in Philly, but for the simple fact that we were that close, and then when D Ford lined up in the neutral zone, I just knew it was like, man, you can't give Tom Brady any type of time, but with that type of time, and then you got the referees, our defense, obviously, man, they need to do something over there, but I just had to call you and vent because my heart is like, I'm shattered.
I feel for you, Twist. I feel for you on this Sunday night. I will say this. The fact that you marched down the field and kicked that field goal, give your offense some credit on that, because when Tom goes into the end zone, that can be, you know, devastating.
Yeah, you're right. Mahomes, he held his own, you know. Obviously, that play in the first quarter, in the first half, when he missed, I don't know if it was Tyreek Hill, when he overthrew him, but he was open.
Yeah, I think it was.
You know, that would have gave that would have been 7 points. Like, with the Patriots, you can't leave points on the field.
That is true.
And I just felt like, man, we had it. The refs tried to take it from us, and then we got it back. And then the defense just, like, it was just like Tom Brady. I hate him. But,
Well, Twist, maybe the Eagles will meet your team in the Super Bowl 54. How about that?
I was hopeful for that this year.
Patience is a virtue.
I appreciate you accepting my call, D.
All right, Twist, have a great rest of your Sunday. We're out of time here on this Sunday night. You've been listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm so grateful for the few of you who called in after the football games, a couple of Sixers callers in between when Brian and I had I had one eye glued to the TV. So Brian McLaughlin, thank you for the help tonight. I appreciate it. And everybody stay warm. We'll be back here again next weekend. We'll talk about what's going on leading up to the Super Bowl, and we'll have plenty to talk about the Sixers. And how about those Flyers who are on a roll? We'll talk all about that next weekend. You've been listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, and I am D. Lineham.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.